This album was compiled between January and August 2018. It takes its name from the famous painting by Hieronymus Bosch. However, comparisons largely end there. The music has its own logic, taking the listener on a sonic journey through a mysterious and often unpredictable, phantasmagorical landscape. Although individuals are encouraged to make up their own minds as to what it all means, the following synopsis has been carefully constructed to both illuminate and misguide willing participants. Splat. The year is 2218. Sybil, a renegade psychic leak, capable of remote viewing and telekinesis, has detected mysterious negative energies radiating from the Earth's last remaining natural habitat, the Garden of Earthly Delights. Quickly assembling a crack team of unlikely horticultural experts, Mr. Hedgehog, a duck, Tony Oxley, Sybil heads an expedition to find out whence the bad vibes be emanating. Whilst setting up camp, Sybil has a bad premonition and her team desert her, leaving her stranded with Oxley's seemingly immovable drum kit. Soon, she is surrounded by scores of aroused, bearded millennials cavorting with naked civil servants, whilst oversized, phallic root vegetables and Hawaiian skirts attempt the can-can. Sybil is saved when Bernie Worrell, an infinitely funky, Juilliard alumni, prize-winning courgette grower, bundles her into his mini moog case. When Bernie informs Sybil that the garden is cursed, a ghostly hinkapunk appears and tries to abduct her. Straddling an enormous bristly courgette, Bernie springs to the rescue again, chasing the hinkapunk away. Sybil realizes she has a crush on Bernie. Meanwhile, on the other side of the garden behind an immaculately maintained privet hedge, the source of the bad vibes, the non-binary, goat-headed, big-titted, false god Baphomet, is adjusting to news that three fish in a tree have witnessed the murder of the fly lord and master of the sub-border Cyclohypha. In a vengeful rage, with swollen nipples lactating a pale salty cheese, Baphomet orders an army of mutant tiger rats to find the fly lord's remains. Sybil becomes suspicious of Bernie's intentions when she spies him massaging his humongous courgette. When she confronts him, they argue, attracting the attention of some nearby tiger rats. A skirmish breaks out. Sybil is tasered and Bernie is taken prisoner. As Sybil recovers, she befriends a passing miniature railway engine who reassures her that Bernie only massages his courgette to encourage prize-winning growth. She feels guilty and horny, and sets out to rescue him. Back at the privet hedge, the tiger rats deliver Bernie and the fly lord's remains to Baphomet. Bernie is accused of assassinating the fly lord, and is promptly chained to a dandelion to await trial. Baphomet prepares to resurrect the fly lord, ceremonially placing the insect's carcass in the center of a pentagram made of twigs, with scented tea lights at each point. Storm clouds gather, Baphomet begins to mutter bizarre incantations, when Sybil, riding the kindly narrow-gauge steam engine, bursts through the privet hedge. Using her telekinetic powers, she launches Oxley's drum kit at Baphomet, successfully severing the horned deity's bonds with a 19-inch antique crash ride cymbal. The curse is lifted. Baphomet falls to the ground before dissolving into a gloopy puddle of uneven inward paradiddles. The tiger rats turn into bunny wobbits. Bernie's chains disappear. Birds start singing in trees covered in soft pastel blossoms and a scent similar to Aldi's summer meadow toilet mist fills the air. To protect the garden should Baphomet return, an alarmed security gate and 24-hour surveillance cameras are installed.